Molly Jones joins us now to talk podcasts. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Always look forward to your visits. How you been?
Very busy. Just put down a 2,000 litre brew over the weekend.
Molly is a beer enthusiast. What can you tell us about it?
It is another sour beer. It is a blackberry, boysenberry and sage sour. And it's the charity behind it is to support people with intellectual disabilities.
Great. Where will it be sold?
Who knows yet? It's still brewing. Give it 3 weeks and then I might have an answer for you.
Uh-huh. So you're brewing it, but you don't even know how you're going to sell it.
So we contract brew out of North End in Waikanae. So I've done some pre-sales. So regional wines and spirits in Wellington, port cider in Port Chalmers.
Will you put it into cans?
Cans and kegs, yeah.
Great. Okay, Molly, always a pleasure to have you on. And we've talked before about beer podcasts being not quite as good as they sound.
Yeah.
So you're going to stick with non-beer podcasts, including... Have you ever seen James Acaster perform?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
So good. Yeah, so this podcast is by him, James Acaster's Perfect Sounds. It's a BBC podcast, so you know that like the production value on it's always going to be top notch.
I've just been listening to a bit of Louis Theroux, actually, although that's kind of like intentionally lo-fi, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I really want to listen to that one. But back to this one. So basically the concept behind it is he's trying to convince other comedians that 2016 is the greatest year for music ever.
Wow.
He's a bold claim.
And quite recent, too. Like, I can understand someone going for, you know, 1968 or 1985,
exactly. So, quite a bold claim. Each episode, he chooses a different album, and then it's a different guest comedian in. So, obviously, he tells them about the album a little while before, so they have time to listen to it and sit with it. And then he talks about the album with them, and then at the end, decides if they agree with him that it's the best year for music ever. So the reason that he'd chosen 2016, the way that he puts it is that he had a breakdown in 2017, so then he set himself the task of buying music exclusively from 2016, the year before everything went wrong for him.
Right.
So definitely a bit of, like, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Personal nostalgia.
Pre-breakdown.
There. Yeah, exactly, like when life was good. But then, like, going through it, 2016 was a pretty good year for music, so that's the year Beyonce released Lemonade. David Bowie released his final studio album, Black Star. Kanye West and Radiohead also have really good albums come out that year. So it's a diverse year for music. The argument is that the writing off of modern day music needs to stop because the rule for what the best year of music was always made by old people. So he's trying to... update that a little bit.
Yeah, I totally get that. I totally get it. And is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny. It's not his usual style of stand-up comedy, laugh out loud stuff, but it's got humor in there. But he's obviously takes the music very seriously, and if you're a big music buff, I think you'd be hard pressed to not enjoy it.
Do they play plenty of music as well?
Yes, yeah. Lots of it goes on in the background.
Two messages for you from listeners. One is that Bootleg Brewery in Hamilton is keen to support you and take a keg of sour beer.
Oh, sweet.
So I've got a detail.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah, do that. Someone says, my current favourite podcast, so this is going the other way, listeners recommending things for you, is Off the Menu, two well-known British comedians interviewing other comedians about their best dream meal.
Yes, this is James Acaster's other podcast. Oh, actually, I found out yesterday researching this one. That sounded really cool as well. I definitely want to listen to that.
All right.
Maybe next time.
Tell me about I Swear I Never.
So going back to my old faithful liking first-person narrative, people telling stories about bad things, this is what I Swear I Never is.
Yeah.
There's something about it, something about people telling those stories. It's like, really horrifying, but I don't know. I like it. So this one is Australian. Its producer, I think, is Kidspot or Women. I think it may have recently changed.
Women spelled W-H-I-M-N.
Yeah, that's right. The concept is basically people talking about situations they swear they never could have predicted they'd be in. So it's everyday people, as I said, my favourite kind of thing. Each week is a different theme. So it's particularly poignant, I think, at the moment, because obviously... global pandemic, is something everybody's suffering through. So it's kind of the different ways that some people have dealt with the pandemic. So there's one lady talking about when she was part of the second kind of wave of COVID in Australia. So she went out to dinner at, I can't remember what the pub was called, but that was like the epicenter for the next one. So she went out for dinner that night, contracted COVID, was pregnant at the time, and then about her giving birth during the pandemic. And throughout the whole time, never tested negative. So it got to the point where the healthcare professionals basically said, yeah, nah, you're fine, you can go home, just treat life like normal, even though she has never got a negative test come back, which is bizarre. But she wasn't symptomatic or anything like that. I don't want to sound like I'm, poo-pooing the medical system over there. I'm not a doctor, so.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah, exactly.
Second-guessing the Ministry of Health.
Yeah, yeah, I know more.
About whether it's time to go into lockdown again. Perfect.
Yeah, I've read at least four paragraphs on Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I swear I never, and presumably it's a different theme, a different person each week, is it?
Yes, yeah, different guests each week. So the hosts, Beck Day and Nina Young, are the same each week, obviously, and then different story, different person, sorry, telling their story. This also led me to another one that I think I need to listen to. So one of the presenters, she has produced her own podcast called My Father the Murderer, where she, as an adult, found out that her father was in jail for murder.
Wow.
And it's basically her looking back at that. And that sounds like my cup of tea.
Yes, a podcast aimed at your tastes.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Good one. Okay, that's Nina Young. So the podcast Molly's just been talking about is I Swear I Never, and first up was James Acaster's Perfect Sounds, which sounds great too. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Jesse.
Nice to have you in. Oh, and we'll chat about that beer later, eh?
Sweet as. Sounds good.
Okay, sweet as.